I'm Marcela Sanchez with an AP News Minute. The Trump administration is doubling its reward to $50 million for the arrest of Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro. The U.S. government accuses him of being one of the world's largest narco traffickers and working with cartels to flood the U.S. with fentanyl-laced cocaine. The White House says there will be an increased presence of federal law enforcement in the nation's capital for at least the next week. The decision, it says, is to combat crime. On Monday, President Trump had suggested his administration could fully take over running the city.
Either they're going to straighten their act out in the terms of government and in terms of protection, or we're going to have to federalize and run it the way it's supposed to be run.
Trump spoke out after a weekend assault on a former DOGE employee. Police say the young man was a victim of an attempted carjacking. And the leaders of Armenia and Azerbaijan are expected to sign a peace deal today at the White House that could potentially put an end to decades of conflict. I'm Marcela Sanchez.